Now, time for music. The song you're hearing is called Psycho, and it's from Irish singer Imelda May's new album, Mayhem. She discovered rock and roll and blues as a kid. Buddy Holly was her idol, so was Billie Holiday. Over the years, she's honed a trademark rockabilly sound. That's right, she's an Irish rockabilly singer. Imelda May joins me now from London, where she is currently on tour. Imelda, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
So you're on tour right now, but you began touring when you were just 16. What was that like?
Yeah, I don't know if it was touring because I wasn't that far away from home. I would have loved to go on tour, but I began singing in the basement of a pub called Brussels in Dublin. And it was all blues, rockabilly, country, all roots music and some traditional Irish. And that was it. I was smitten.
Were you even old enough to be in that club?
No, absolutely not. They used to sneak me in. But my parents were okay with it because they knew I was crazy about the music. I loved it. Actually, one night that I was there, Ronnie Wood came in and jumped up and played guitar and I got to sing.
Ronnie Wood, that's the Rolling Stones guitarist.
Yeah, and I got to meet him again recently.
Did you tell him?
I said we met before and he said, no way. So I was telling him and he remembered.
He remembered.
Yeah, I swore there was no way he could. And then he described the night in the club and he said it was weird, a little kid singing the blues in this little basement in Dublin. He got me with the hook, those big bass notes, thunder on my chest, stuck in my throat, pulling me down like a rumble in the ground, crawls up from the depths with a deep down sound. Johnny got a boom boom.
Your music, which is a mix of rockabilly and blues, is not what you hear on mainstream, you know, music radio right now. Has it been hard to get a label to get behind you?
Initially, yes. I talked to some record companies. They didn't understand it. They said I need to choose one music or another. And actually, I was told by a few people, cut the rockabilly bit out and you'll do fine. So I decided to hell with them anyway, and I'm going to make my album anyway, and I made the album, and then I was on a TV show called Later with Jules Holland. So then my manager got a call from Universal Records, and they said, what we didn't get about Imelda May last month, or whatever, we get now, can we speak? And I said, absolutely.
Not all of your music is rockabilly, and one of those songs is Kentish Town Walt, which is a little bit different than some of the other tracks on your new album, Mayhem. Let's listen to it now.
Do you remember we traipsed around from pub to pound shop through Kentish Town? Only a five or two were named. The drunk on the doorstep had more to our shame. Living over the offy had its trials.
This is one of my favorite songs on your album. What is this about?
This is just about my life, me and my husband's life in particular. We were madly in love, still are, thank God. And we did have really tough times. The gigs were few and, you know, trying to get work. But we made the most of what we had and we stuck together. And, you know, my mother taught me well and I could make a good stew on a fiver that can last 3 days if you keep adding to the pot, you know.
He plays guitar in your band.
He plays guitar. His name is Daryl Hyam. But I was concerned that we were married. Touch wood, it's all been great and it's brilliant to see the world together and it's wonderful.
But you're the one for all my life, my true love I have found. Yeah, you, my love, I found.
You're featured on a new tribute album for Buddy Holly that's coming out next month. And you sing his song, I'm Looking for Someone to Love. Let's listen to some of that.
Staying at home, waiting for you, just for
is one of your heroes. What was it like singing on a tribute album for him?
Oh, it was absolutely wonderful, wonderful. I was very, very happy to do it. You know, I'm a fan of Buddy Holly's music. I think music has to be purely from your heart. You have to be able to put your heart and soul into it. And Buddy Holly was one of those people, and he was an inventor of music. He was a pioneer of this type of music, and also a lot of people don't give him enough credit for it. He was a terrific producer. So to be asked to be on such a CD, I did try and get True Love Ways, but that was already taken. I think it's one of the most beautiful love songs ever written. And also I did a recording of Ollie V just for the hell of it. We were having such a great time in there, we just kind of kept recording.
That's Irish singer Imelda May. Her new album, Mayhem, is out now. Imelda May, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Well, you're not here, but baby, I don't care, because I'm looking for someone to love, yeah.
Our program is directed today by Petra Mayer and produced by Phil Harrell, with Kenya Young, Brent Bachman, Lily Percy, Lauren Silverman, Megan Kane, and Connor Donovan. The technical director is Melissa Marquis, assisted by Michael Cullen and Renee Pringle. Melissa Goh is the weekend web producer. Our reference librarian is Key Molesky. Rick Holter is our senior editor. And special thanks to Russell Lewis, Uri Berliner, Andrea DeLeon, and all the people involved in our coverage of Hurricane Irene this weekend.
For Sunday, that's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Laura Sullivan. Remember, you can hear the best of this program on our podcast. Subscribe or listen at iTunes or at npr.org/weekendATC. We post a new episode Sunday nights. We're back on the radio next weekend. Until then, thanks for listening and have a great week.